The following shiur is recorded, edited, and presented to you by Kol HaLashon. We wish you an enjoyable and meaningful time listening.
Bitochen and mitzvahs. Siyat Adishamaya in your mitzvahs. Shalom Avrocha, we were talking about bitochen and mitzvahs. The truth is, I'm not even home now. Some noise in the background. I thought I was going to be home now, but Shem has decided otherwise. We had a famous story about one of the big Gedolei Chassidus, that he was walking, and some soldier and his commander or whoever it was came up to him and asked, "Where are you going?" And he says, "I don't know." And they said, "What do you mean you don't know where you're going? Everybody knows where they're going." He says, "I don't know." Anyway, they took him to custody, took him to the police. So finally figured out. They took him to the police. So police headquarters. So they started interrogating him. They thought he may be a spy. And we said, I don't know, because the person never knows where he's going. You know, Hashem is the one who has the last word on where a person's going. And the truth is, you just proved the point. I thought I was going home, and I ended up in the police office. So we really never know where we're going. And that's what it is. We plan things as much as we can, but the bottom line is that, we go where Hashem sets up for us. But there is a thing that you see that David HaMelech said that there's a pasuk, and the Chazal say on the pasuk that David HaMelech would go out of his house, and wherever he planned to go, such and such place, that Ragrai Malichas Oisim Beis HaMedrash, he ended up naturally going to the Beis HaMedrash. And it was, his body was so tuned into the tremendous burning desire to be in the Beis HaMedrash that very often he started off going in one place and ended up in the Beis HaMedrash. That was his place. We see from here this concept that
Kol HaLashon.
There's a concept of Siyat HaShemayah. We show Hashem that something is very important to us, that Hashem gives us extra Siyat HaShemayah to make it happen. And this is also Nogea to all types of Torah mitzvahs. If a person is less machshav of them, then Hashem says, you know, it's not important to you, Bakasha, and the rest of the Shemayah. The Yisrael Kodesh Baruch Hu said, this is very important to us, and when we follow them, we have the Yisrael Shemayah and everything else, then that gives us that extra Yisrael Shemayah. So part of the Shtadlus and the mitzvahs, we said the third part of the mitzvah is that sometimes you need certain physical things in order to make it happen. You have to be able to get to the place you want to get. You have to have certain items, avamidin, tzitzis, mezuzah, tzilin, whatever it may be. Shokas. But if we really desire something very much, then that brings us to the Shemaya. So part of the Ishtadlis is not only going into the store and buying it, or getting up in the morning going to shul, but also to really have a strong desire for it. Even the Gemara in Baba Basra says, if a person has a strong desire for giving tzedakah, Hashem will find ways of giving him the ability to give tzedakah, whether it's his own money or convince the other people to give, however it may be. And it's also the same idea. And there's this concept that Hashem takes into account how we relate to the mitzvahs. And if we value the mitzvahs tremendously, then Hashem also will give us a set of siyat HaShemayah to be able to make those things happen. So this is something to think about, whether, you know, both in the time that we're davening to Hashem, that we often daven to Hashem, we always daven to Hashem about all kind of things, but also daven to Hashem for ourselves and for our children to have siyat HaShemayah and avodas Hashem, whether it be in our learning or our tzivos, or chasodi, or all the other mitzvahs we're doing. And by doing so, and really feeling that I have a tremendous desire for myself and my family to matzlichim and mitzvahs, and Yisrael Hashem, that will bring us extra Siyata Shemaya to that third Chelek to really make it happen. Shalom Zoch.
The shiur you've listened to was recorded and edited for you by Kol HaLashon. You're invited to continue listening at any time to all the shiurim and drushos in all topics by all the Rabbanim on Kol HaLashon.